Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Galatians chapter 4, verse 8 to 11. Galatians 4, 8 to 11. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods. But now that you know God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable forces? Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again? You are observing special days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that somehow I have wasted my efforts on you. My theme for reflection is, why go back when freedom becomes familiar? Why go back when freedom becomes familiar? Some years ago, I heard a story about a man who had finally paid off his mortgage after 30 years. Friends gathered to celebrate as he held up the symbolic document, his freedom papers. The next day, to everyone's shock, he was spotted back at the bank asking to reapply for the same loan. When the teller asked why, he smiled and said, "I just feel strange being debt-free. I miss the routine." The story, though humorous, is painfully human. Sometimes freedom feels unfamiliar, and we are tempted to return to what once enslaved us. That is exactly the spiritual crisis the Apostle Paul confronts in Galatians 4, 8 to 11. The Galatians, once liberated by the gospel, were now turning back to the old ways, religious rituals, rules, and spiritual systems that promised security but only led to slavery. They had exchanged idols for religion, but the result was the same: bondage disguised as devotion. And Paul, heartbroken and bewildered, cries out, "How is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable forces? Do you wish to be enslaved all over again?" Paul's anguish is deeply pastoral. These believers had experienced grace firsthand. They had known God, and even more profoundly, been known by Him. That phrase, "known by God," is the heart of this passage. It reminds us that salvation is not our discovery of God, but His discovery of us. It is not about what we achieve, but about who has claimed us. To be known by God is to live under the gaze of love, to rest in the freedom of being fully seen and still fully accepted. Yet that freedom is often the hardest thing to live in, because freedom demands trust, and trust requires surrender. So, like the Galatians, we reach back for the comfort of control. We prefer systems we can measure. If I do this, God will bless me. If I avoid that, He will stay pleased. It is the same impulse that drove the Israelites to long for Egypt, even after God had split the Red Sea. Slavery, at least, had structure. The 21st century philosopher Charles Taylor describes this human restlessness as the ache for fullness. We long for wholeness, but when grace offers it freely, we hesitate. We are so used to earning love that the idea of being loved unconditionally feels unsafe. And so we build our own idols: success, reputation, comfort, even religion itself, anything that gives us the illusion of control. But Paul's voice echoes through the ages: don't turn back. The idols of our age are still weak and miserable forces. They promise joy but drain the soul. They promise identity but enslave us to permanence, to performance. True freedom, the kind Christ gives, is not the absence of rules, but the presence of relationship. It is not about what we can achieve for God, but what God has already accomplished for us through Jesus Christ. This passage is a mirror. Many of us have left behind visible idols but still bow to invisible ones. Career success, social approval, and religious pride. We measure worth in what we do rather than who we are in Christ. And like the Galatians, we risk building altars to what we were once delivered from. So Paul's words come as both a warning and an invitation. A warning: don't exchange grace for performance, love for law, and relationship for ritual. And an invitation: live like those who are truly known and free. The Christian life is not about managing God's opinion. It is about resting in His affection. When we live from that place, obedience stops feeling like bondage and becomes our joyful response to love. Friends, if God has already set you free, why go back to the prison cell? If He has called you by name, why live as if you are still unknown? Freedom may feel unfamiliar, but it is the only home our souls were made for. As Timothy Keller once wrote, the gospel is not just the ABC of the Christian life, it is the A to Z. We don't grow beyond it, we grow deeper into it. That is Paul's message in Galatians 4. Spiritual maturity is not about adding more rules to faith, but about trusting more deeply in grace. So let us stop returning to the idol gods, to the old gods, the idols of fear, pride, and control, and let grace be our only law. Let us live as those known, chosen, and loved by the God who broke our chains, not for a season, but forever. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what old chains still tempt you to trade freedom for familiarity, habits, fears, or false securities that you know lead to spiritual slavery? Number two, how can you practice living each day as someone known by God, resting in His love rather than striving to earn it? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, take 10 quiet minutes to reflect on one area of your life where you feel bound by performance or fear. Write down the specific idol that keeps you there. Approval, success, control, and then pray aloud. Lord, I surrender this to You. Remind me that I am already known, already loved, already free. Gracious Father, You have called us out of slavery into freedom, out of fear into love, out of striving into rest. Forgive us when we turn back to the very things that once held us captive. Teach us to trust Your grace more than our own efforts. Help us to live as people who are known by You, confident, grateful, and free. May our lives proclaim the joy of those who no longer wear chains, but walk in the light of Christ. Through Jesus, our Lord, who is our freedom and our peace. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.